Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions ahead of this big NFC South showdown down in New Orleans with first place in the line in the NFC South. We got our first question this week from Fastback, who asks, how is the team handling the extra pressure knowing Sunday's game could possibly be the determining factor of who wins the South this year? Well, everybody's embracing that. This is a huge game. No one's hiding from the fact that there is a lot at stake. As you mentioned, these two 8-3 teams going at it down in the Superdome, first place in the line. We're getting down to the stretch run of the season. We all understand kind of how big a role this game and the outcome of it could play in determining the division champ. Now, having said that, I think the Panthers go into this also knowing that they do have to take that one game at a time mentality, that approach. It is just one game. But like I said, everybody knows the implications of it. I think this team has done a really good job all year long of staying pretty relaxed and not panicking. That's kind of an in-game thing Ron Rivera has been really proud of. But I think that also can extend to something like this, preparing during the week of kind of staying loose, not putting too much pressure on themselves, as you said. I think this team will go down to New Orleans, relax, and looking really ready to try to have a personal statement in this game. Because as Captain Mutterlin told me earlier in the week, they took it personally when New Orleans came in and beat them here in Week 3 at Bank of America Stadium. Now they got to go down to that Superdome, which is a really tough place to play. But they're going to try to get one in their place, even the score in this division matchup for the season, and take the lead in the South. Got our next question from Zach, who asks, do you see another receiver on the roster stepping up with the absence of Samuel, and if so, who? Well, I should start by saying that Devin Funchess has stepped up in a big way, both with the absence of Curtis Samuel and when Kelvin Benjamin was traded. You can't deny he's been playing really, really well in the past few weeks. But to your question about Samuel being gone, I think with the loss of his speed, everybody's been waiting for the return of Demir Byrd. He's been on IR with that broken arm. He's ready to come back here in the near future, so getting him into the lineup, I think everybody's going to be curious to see, can he be that impact player and bring that kind of speed element? Now, he only has one career catch, although he's been with this team for a few years, spent some time in the practice squad. This could be his opportunity to really show what he can do. Of course, there's an opportunity in front of him when you look at this wide receiver depth chart. Beyond Funchess, there's a lot of guys who are still trying to prove themselves. Russell Shepard's a veteran who's been around for a while, but guys like Kalen Clay, Brenton Burson. I mean, you'd think there's an opportunity for Demir Byrd to step in there and try to prove to this coaching staff that he can be counted on and to prove to Cam Newton that he can be a trusted target. So we'll see if he and his speed can make an impact here in the near future for the Carolina Panthers. We've got our last question from David Scott, who says, do you think it'll be a shootout or more defensive this week? Well, I guess I'm going to try to cheat here again and go somewhere in between. I think if I had to lean one way, always whenever you're talking about a game down the Superdome against the Saints, you tend to think shootout. Although the Saints offense isn't quite the air raid assault that we're kind of used to seeing. They run the ball really well, and their defense is playing a lot better than they've kind of been known for in the past few years. Of course, we know Carolina's defensive prowess this year. So I would say somewhere between the two. I think this could be a game that's in the mid-20s that can come down to the wire with these two good teams. You'd expect it to be close. I don't expect to see what we saw in Week 3 between these two, where it kind of ended up being a decisive victory for New Orleans. I think this will come down to the fourth quarter. We'll see which team can make the plays in crunch time. That's the question this week, everybody. Do it again next time right here on Panthers.com.